The Voice of America.
Honorable Anna Gomes, thank you very much for your time. And my first question would be on the arrest of Dr. Merera Gudina, who is vice chairman of the biggest Ethiopian opposition coalition, which is Forum for Federal Democratic Unity of Ethiopia, a.k.a. MEDREC, and a chairman of the Oromo Federalist Congress. He was in Europe following your invitation, and he was detained upon arrival in Addis after a hearing in Brussels. What is your reaction to this, Honorable Gomish?
I'm shocked, but unfortunately not surprised, because I know that the Ethiopian regime is very capable of these despicable acts of repression towards patriots such as Professor Merera Gudina. I think it came, it was very brave of him to come. I was organizing a hearing to try to understand what was going on with these protests in Ethiopia that have been escalating since November last year in the Oromo region, but behind the Oromo region in the Amara throughout the country, and which had this very tragic, horrendous massacre in Iriecha recently with hundreds of people killed. This hearing that I organized here in the European Parliament was public, had the marathon runner Faisal Ilesa as a main guest speaker, and I learned in the last minutes that both Dr. Bahano Nega and Dr. Merera Gudina were able to come. Mm-hmm. And so they came, and they gave very interesting and important presentations of how they saw the situation in Ethiopia at the moment, the dangers, how they clearly wanted talks, dialogue to avoid more bloodshed, and how both they really showed themselves willing to enter such dialogue. They use as well this visit to Brussels to have contacts with the External Action Service of the European Union, with the Office of President Martin Schulz of the European Parliament, and because, of course, other people aside from this parliament also wanted to listen to them about their evaluation about the situation in Ethiopia. And, of course, they were both very, very concerned with the current situation. I am, as I told you, not surprised, because I know the nature of this regime, which is even more despicable when they are weak, and obviously all these events, including the declaration of the state of emergency, are a demonstration of the weakness of the regime that has to indeed resort to more extreme measures to repress the people, because the people have been very vocal in protesting and claiming for their rights. I think this is exactly the opposite of what the government of Ethiopia should do. It's exactly the opposite of what Ms. Federica Mogherini, the High Representative of the European Union, calls for the government of Ethiopia to do, as Mrs. Merkel did when she visited recently Ethiopia and called for political openness, space for the opposition, political reforms, inclusive dialogue. Ms. Mogherini sent me 2 days ago a letter, which I have made public, where she says that she shares my concerns about the situation in Ethiopia, where she clearly says that she doesn't think that the state of emergency dispenses the government from respecting fully human rights, where she says that she has been calling the government to heed and reply to the grievances of the population, where she calls for inclusive dialogue, a process of reconciliation, opening up of the political space, electoral and political reforms so that the opposition may play its role in Ethiopia, which is exactly the opposite of what doesn't happen now. And unfortunately, this arrest of Professor Merero Gudina as he comes and as he returns to Ethiopia right after this visit to Europe and to the European Parliament in particular, shows that the regime is not heeding to these calls. On the contrary, is going in the opposite direction of more repression, of more bloodshed, and I do fear indeed even more for not just for Professor Merero Gudina, for his relatives that have also been arrested. I just heard that he has been sent to a prison that is known to be the place where torture is executed, so he might be being subject to torture in this moment. I think he's a brave patriot, and he doesn't deserve this treatment by the authorities of Ethiopia. Much as all the other political prisoners in Ethiopia by the thousands do not deserve it. Professor Merero Gudina at this hearing here at the European Parliament said that despite the fact that the government acknowledged that about 11,000 people were in jail, that these numbers were much higher, and he estimated them to be around 40,000. And it really shows the level of unprecedented repression to which this weak rife with internal conflict regime is capable of doing.
Honorable Gomish, this is not the first time when Dr. Merara Gudina spoke up about the situation in Ethiopia, when he criticized the handling of the human rights of this government. He has been speaking for the last 25 years since this party has come to power. And this is not the first time when he testified before other political dignitaries outside of Ethiopia. What do you think that made the EPRDF or the authorities in Addis angry that led to his arrest?
You're right in saying this is not the first time that Professor Merero Gudina acts in a brave way as a patriot, speaking up in Ethiopia and outside Ethiopia. I have seen him before here in the European Parliament, very critically speaking about the situation of human rights in his country. And I've met him in Ethiopia when I headed the election observation mission of the EU back in 2005 as the main leader of the opposition, speaking out loudly against the constraints and the repression. I think that the excuse that, of course, I think this is why is he now being put in jail. I think on one hand, this is of course this demonstrates the level of insecurity and division that goes on in the Ethiopian government that explains such a stupid, grave measure against a well-known patriot that is highly esteemed by everybody in Ethiopia, but in particular is Oromo people, with the risk that this will create even more unrest. And on the other hand, of course, the excuse that is given is the fact that he came and met with Dr. Bahanu Nega, who is the leader of the Jimbot 7 and who the government of Ethiopia now calls terrorist. Well, I just don't buy this line of calling terrorist someone who has, out of despair, out of any space for a legitimate democratic opposition, someone who is legitimate because he was elected in the elections in 2005 and then thrown into jail by this regime, to resort to other means, namely armed struggle. I recall that, and it's totally illegitimate to call them terrorists, I recall that President Nelson Mandela was also called a terrorist when he was involved in the armed struggle against the despicable regime of apartheid. And he was being denigrated by the apartheid regime. It's ridiculous to accuse Dr. Berhanu Negra, who is also a patriot for Ethiopia, who always fought for a democratic solution in Ethiopia, who did his best to get that space for democracy in Ethiopia and to play in the elections of 2005, who repeatedly showed himself able, and I recall already in 2013, again, he said he was willing to go back and to play the democratic game if he was given assurances that the regime in Addis Ababa would indeed allow the opposition to perform its role and to have the basic space, freedom, to operate. Again, in this recent hearing here at the European Parliament, Dr. Berhanu Negra again restated that he was ready for dialogue in order to avoid bloodshed and for the further destabilization and the risk of civil war in Ethiopia. It's ridiculous for the regime to call him a terrorist, and it's even more ridiculous that they arrest Professor Merera Gudina on the grounds that he has been in touch with a terrorist. Both were invited to come here, so was marathon runner Fayez Alileza, and so they were, as patriots, talking about the future of Ethiopia and showing their interest, their commitment to a peaceful way out that would not cause more bloodshed in Ethiopia. Who is responsible for the bloodshed, for the injustice, for the misgovernance now in Ethiopia is the current regime. It's not those patriots who bravely have been speaking up and fighting for democracy, justice, and human rights, and political accountability.
Mm-hmm. In a letter that you wrote today to the High Representative of the Union for Foreign Affairs and Security Policy and the Vice President of the Commission, Honorable Federica Mogherini, you called upon her to adamantly press for the immediate release of Dr. Merera Gudina and condemn the arrest. What do you mean by adamantly press?
Because I think the EU has been pretty soft speaking with Ethiopia. And I'm not just saying the High Representative Federica Mogherini, who just sent me this letter, where in very detailed terms she actually says that she shares my concern. I have been urging that indeed it's not just for the government of Ethiopia to know what are the views of Ms. Mogherini and of European governments. I know that Ms. Mogherini has often been on the phone with Prime Minister Desalegn, but it's not just about him to know what she thinks. It's about the need for the people of Ethiopia to understand what the European Union is telling the government in Ethiopia. And I'm very glad that Ms. Mogherini, in this letter that she wrote to me, dated of 2 days ago, of the 29th of November, mm-hmm. she clearly highlights what have been her messages. Finally, this can be known to the people of Ethiopia, because obviously the government of Ethiopia doesn't tell the people of Ethiopia what Ms. Mogherini has been telling them. So I've been urging that this must come out very clearly on the part of the EU, asserting our position, our reading of the situation, asserting our concerns, and indeed the messages that we are passing to the government, including, for instance, the notion that she, as she says in this letter, that we have been asking for, we've been backing the calls for an independent investigation of what has had with the violence, namely the Ayesha massacre, and political accountability. So this message has to come loud, so that not just the government hears, but the people of Ethiopia hear what is the position of the EU. I believe, I know that the EU has tremendous influence in Ethiopia, if not for other reasons, because the EU is a major donor of assistance and of trade and cooperation with Ethiopia. And the EU is speaking up more loudly and more coherently, and not just eating to these governments. That's because they find all sorts of excuses to actually neglect the fact that the current regime in Ethiopia doesn't have a shred of legitimacy is not the parliament is not a democratic parliament. It's the result of a completely rigged electoral process where the government ruling party got 100%. That it's a regime where there's no space whatsoever given to the opposition, where political activists, are journalists, bloggers are jailed. The EU has to speak up on that loudly. And that's exactly what I've been asking Ms. Mogherini and European governments to do. By only speaking out, they will have a leverage that indeed by speaking in private they don't have. And that's what at this stage I'm expecting and asking from European leaders. And of course now a priority is to release Dr. Marrero Gudina, and but as well all the other prisoners, some of them who've been for long in Ethiopian jails.
You also mentioned that Ethiopia is the single biggest recipient of EU development aid in Africa. Does this have anything to do with your call to the High Representative?
I'm just saying that the EU has many ways, many tools, many channels to actually convey a clear message, not just to the government of Ethiopia, but to the people of Ethiopia and to the international community about its reading about the situation in Ethiopia. If the EU wants to avert civil war and wants to avert destabilization in the whole Horn of Africa, it has to indeed make sure that the government of Ethiopia hears the calls for opening up, for political reform, for a democratic solution. And that cannot continue to be repression of those who speak up, and it has to require listening and addressing the legitimate grievances of the people of Ethiopia, including, of course, the Oromos. Mm-hmm. That cannot be achieved by imprisoning their recognized leaders, such as Professor Merera Gudina.
And one more question, Honorable Gomes. Is there any step known to you taken by Ms. Mogherini after you brought this issue to her attention, I mean about the arrest of Dr. Merera Gudina?
I trust so. We'll be following that, as I did. I did not only send the letter to her, but I sent it to the presence of the parliament and to other entities, and including European governments. I trust this will have consequences as well as at the level of the action of the parliament in the next weeks. We'll be following that. And I think it's quite significant already, the fact that 2 days ago, in answering another letter that I had sent to Ms. Mogherini following the declaration of the state of emergency, that she sent me this very detailed letter that I've published, that she, where she very, very in detail highlights which are her concerns about the deterioration of the situation in Ethiopia and escalation of repression.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's quite significant in itself, that letter dated November 29.
Honorable Anna Gomes, member of the European Parliament, thank you very much for your time.
You're welcome.
Have a good day.
Bye-bye.